Well, I'm Roy Burdick, and live in the town of Florida, born in the town of Florida, and today we are in Roe, and we're doing a fundraising auction. It's Roe Old Home Days, and all of the money from this auction itself goes to the Roe Church, Community Church.
You have a long history in auctioneering. Tell me a little bit about what types of auctions you've done over the years.
Well, a lot of farm produce to start with, mixed with furniture and odds and ends, and then going right on up through to cattle, cars, exquisite antiques, stuff that would go for a few hundred to $100,000 a piece, construction companies. About everything you can imagine we've sold, from pigs, chickens, to fine antiques.
Now, are there different types of bid chance for those different types of auctions?
Well, I don't use a different type of bid chant, really. I just vary the bid chant. There's different types of bid chants because some people can only talk slow. And some outfits, they want you to act very sophisticated. So you only talk in a certain way. You don't. They wouldn't have it if you sold a fine antique that was worth $100,000, and they would sell it for, say, if they got $100,000 for it, they'd want you to sell it that way, even if I could go in and sell it like a cattle auctioneer with a little flair and get $125,000. They'd rather have the $100,000 and sell it sophisticatedly, you know.
Can you give us the two different styles?
Well, one style would be, and what do you say now? On this little cupboard right over here, how many dollars on this cupboard? It's worth about $200,000. And start over along, $100,000. Where do you want $100,000? Anybody want $100,000? $100,000 there. $100,000 over there. Now a quarter and a half, half, half. Do you want about a half? Anybody, do you want about a half? Hey, now do you want them? You want about a half? Still worth it. 100 and a half, and 75, and 75, and 75. Do you want them 175? 175, 160, 160, 170, 170, 170, 165. Now 70, now 70, now 70, now 70. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. 170 and a five and a five and a five. You want about 175? Sold. $170,000. It's gone. And the other way we would sell it, dignified, would be say, ladies and gentlemen, we have this fine cupboard over there. And as you can see, it has come from a fine home. And we want to see that it goes to another fine home. And who will start this out at $100,000? $100,000 where? $100,000. $50 I'm bidding. $75 and $75. $75. $75 back there. And now $100,000. $100,000. $80,000. $85,000. $90,000 anybody? $90,000. $90,000. While they're sleeping. $90,000. And it's sold right over there for $85,000.
What do you think the sophisticated, the Christie's and Sotheby's, would think of this other style? Why do they not like the other style?
Why? Because it tilts their tiara offside, you see.
You had mentioned an embellishment of singing sometimes. When is it appropriate to do that?
And that's usually when you may be ready to romance an item, or you are romancing the item, or the people start to get a little stir-crazy setting there. They don't feel like setting there anymore. And so you'll be doing some bidding. You say, I'm bid 25, now $30. Where? 30 and 40. One, I'm at a 40. One, I'm at a 50. Hey, now 50 and 5, 5, 5. A 55 and a 60. Who do you want? I'm at a 60 and 5, 5. And a 70 and 5, 5. And an 80 and 5. Do you want them? Sure you do. 80 and 5 and a 5 and a 5. Do you want them? And a 5. Do you want them? An 85 and 90. Where? 90, 90, 90, 90. Sold 185. It's gone. Something like that.